What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. It's a beautiful day out. I'm going to check in on the chat in a little bit. I haven't done that this week yet. I did see, obsessed with LeBron. You know, I might admit to that. I love LeBron. A little LeBron talk in the last segment. I want him to get traded. He plays at 10:30 at night on a team that never wins. Go back to Cleveland. Best team in the East. Go to the finals. It'd be great. Anyways, good morning. 803-0550 if you want to get in on some Bills talk. I'm going to get to this collusion thing in a second, but Jeremy Fowler just came out with his brand new position group this morning of the top 10 tight ends in the league, according to executives, coaches, and scouts, ranking the top 10 in the league. And actually, to my surprise, he was not in the top 10, but Dalton Kincaid was the first tight end listed under honorable mention, which I think kind of implies, because I think he does that in order of how many votes they get. I think that kind of implies that executives, coaches, scouts would view Dalton Kincaid as the 11th best tight end in football. And how wrong is that? It's definitely higher than I would have perceived him as, or definitely perceived how people in the league see him. The quote from an NFL personnel director on Kincaid: athletic, he can run, elite hands and ball skills, plus his quarterback will make him productive. See, that's the thing, though. Like, okay, he is athletic. He can run, but doesn't have elite speed for a tight end. Elite hands. He's supposed to have elite hands. I think this year should look better for that than last year. Year one, he caught everything. Last year, there were some drops, and that was highlighted by the last drop. Tough catch, but it's there. Make a play to keep the season alive. Your quarterback will make you productive does not sound like a compliment to me. That sounds like usually when someone says that about a player, it's you're actually not that good. You're only putting up the big numbers because you play with Josh Allen. So kind of a weird one. And then an AFC scout, this I do agree with. An AFC scout said, quote, I think he's going to have a big bounce back year. And I would bet on that for Kincaid. I don't know how big. I mean, I don't think he's going to have Trey McBride season where he's putting up 1,200 yards and double-digit touchdowns, although McBride did not do that with the touchdowns. I don't see that in the cards for Kincaid, but 800 yards and 6 touchdowns feels really realistic, and that's almost – that's double from what he had last season. And I don't even think that's his ceiling. His ceiling might be higher than that. The tight ends that are listed above Kincaid on this. Number one is Brock Bowers after year one. There's a lot of stuff on Bowers, though, that he – I wonder if he's as good as the numbers. Number two, George Kittle. Number three, Sam Laporta. Number four, Trey McBride. I think McBride should be number one, personally. His highest ranking was number one. His lowest ranking was number 10. I don't think these guys, these people with the tight ends, who's got Trey McBride as the 10th best tight end in football? Who's got Laporta number nine? Travis Kelce, number five. Yeah. Mark Andrews, 6. Did you watch him last year? Hockenson, 7. Isaiah Likely, 8. Dallas Goedert, 9. David Njoku, 10. I mean, when you look at it that way, maybe Kincaid is like the 11th best tight end in football. How many tight ends are better than him? Right now, and I'm not a big, big Kincaid guy. The guys behind him, Pat Freiermuth, I wouldn't say he's better. Hunter Henry, nope. Evan Ingram, meh. Maybe. Cole Kmet, nope. Jake Ferguson, nope. Jonnu Smith had a better year last year, but it's like his first good year in 7 seasons. Dalton Schultz, Tucker Kraft, Kyle Pitts, Juwan Johnson, Zach Ertz. Maybe he is the 11th best tight end in football.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And that's with him being kind of disappointing through 2 years. I mean, 1,100 yards in 2 seasons, 4 touchdowns, I think is a lot less than people would have been hoping for. So, where will he be on this list next year? I mean, he could very easily hop over Njoku, Goddard, Mark Andrews, Kelce. I mean, what are the odds that Dalton Kincaid has a more productive season this year than Travis Kelce does? Travis Kelce is 35 years old. You might be surprised, though, how much he produced last year compared to what it felt like. It felt like Travis Kelce did nothing last year. That he had a very, very pedestrian regular season and then turned it on a little bit once he got to the playoffs. And part of that might be when we saw him against the Bills, he didn't do much in either game, regular season or the playoff game. I think it was 2-for-19 in the playoff game. Like, he did not go off against the Bills. He did have 133 targets. He got thrown the ball a ton. Kincaid, for comparison, 75. targets. 97 catches, 823 yards for Kelce. Only 3 touchdowns. That was a career low for him. This year, I mean, if the arrow is pointing down, which everyone would assume, and by the way, he's 35 now, he'll be 36 October 5th. So the most meaningful games of the year, playoffs, he'll be 36 years old. How big a drop-off will there be for Kelce? Because if he goes down to, instead of 97 catches, we're talking like 60, 70 catches and 700 yards and a couple touchdowns. Like, Dalton Kincaid should top that. I wonder what the over-under lines would say about that. I don't think we are at over-under prop bets yet. I'll check to see if they're up on like yardage for the season and what Kincaid would be set at. But I think if I were setting the odds, I might want to put Kincaid above Kelce, at least for yardage. I don't think that's that crazy. He's 10 years younger. He should, shouldn't he? He should be better than 36-year-old Travis Kelce. I don't think that's wild to say. It's just not the same player. Kelce can't move like he used to. And there's that understanding with Mahomes, but you've got Rashee Rice coming back. You've got Marquise Brown coming back, worthy into year two. Like, really, Kansas City should be built through the wide receiver position more than they have been maybe ever, because it was always Hill and Kelce when Hill was there. Kelsey's always been such a big part of it, even back to the Alex Smith days, whereas now, if he's going to take on a lesser role because of his age, and maybe they want to save him for the playoffs, then, listen, all those guys that I just mentioned are like downfield speed guys. So, we talked yesterday with Joe Marino about the evolution of the Bills offense and how they do all these five-man protections and they run the ball against stacked boxes and they do it really well, better than anybody in the league. When the defense is loading up defenders in the box, Bills still run the ball well. And that also sets them up to throw against it because it keeps them in a stacked box, that defense. So this year, if your Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore additions are able to get teams out of a stacked box a little bit more often, it actually could make the Bills a better run game this year because their receivers are now a bigger threat. Last year, you didn't have to worry about them. Just man up Amari Cooper and Keon Coleman one-on-one, and more often than not, you're going to win that battle. And it allows you to throw everybody in the box and not allow the Bills to run it. Well, they were able to run it anyway. But this year, if you can't do that because we can't leave Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore, and Khalil Shakir on an island, we'll get beat more often. Well, then, now I've got less linebackers in there, and James Cook averaging 4.8 yards per carry last year. This might be 5.3. Might have a more efficient run game. That's how I see the evolution of the Bills offense after talking to Joe yesterday about that. For the Chiefs, the evolution for them, I think, is the opposite. I think it is they don't really necessarily run the ball great. Teams already don't stack boxes against them. So for them, it's just two high safeties against us is going to remain, and we got to fight fire with fire. There is no dragging them out of it, I don't think. I think it's just this is how defenses play us, and we've got to find a way to connect on big plays. The run game just kind of exists over here. It's pretty average, pretty pedestrian. And I don't think they really did much this offseason that changes that equation at all. For them, it's just... And defenses play them differently than the Bills. That's the big point here. Is last year, the numbers kind of show that the Bills got played differently than Kansas City. Maybe this year it'll look, you know, closer together because the Bills' weapons are now on that level. So with all that coming back to the tight ends, I think Kansas City, their evolution is balls going out to the receivers more often. For the Bills, I think it might be more 12 personnel and running the ball. And if that's the case, then play action to Kincaid feels like a play that they're going to want to run a lot. 803-0550 is the phone number on this NFL collusion case when we come back. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.